Good afternoon. Today is where the story changes pace. Up to now, we've been talking about how one system survives. Today, we talk about what happens when survival becomes copyable. That's not a small change. That's a regime shift. Let me start with something familiar. Imagine you build a really good sandcastle. Strong walls. Good shape. Survives the tide. Now imagine you have to rebuild it from scratch every single day. Eventually, you lose. Not because you forgot how, but because rebuilding stability is expensive. Here's today's core idea. Replication is not copying objects. Replication is copying stability. That distinction matters. When people hear replication, they imagine photocopies. Exact duplicates. Nature doesn't do that. Exact duplication is fragile. One tiny error ruins everything. What nature copies is not detail. It copies constraints. Ways of holding together. Ways of correcting mistakes. Ways of not falling apart. Let me give you an example. Think about a recipe. You can cook the same dish many times. No two meals are identical. But the structure survives: ingredients, order, timing, tolerance. That's replication. Not copying atoms. Copying organization. Here's why replication doesn't appear earlier. Before error correction, copying just spreads failure. If a system can't handle mistakes, replication makes collapse faster, not slower. Replication only becomes possible once errors are corrected, damage is contained, structure can survive variation. Replication is late because it's dangerous. Now comes something important. Copies are never perfect. They can't be. Noise. Delay. Imprecision. Variation is unavoidable. This is not a flaw. It's a fact. People often say variation is for exploration. That's not necessary. Variation just happens. Some variations break the structure. Those disappear. Some don't. Those remain. No competition required. No evaluation committee. Just disappearance. Here's the subtle but crucial shift. Before replication, elimination happens within a system. Errors are corrected internally. After replication, elimination happens across systems. Bad copies vanish. Good enough ones persist. Elimination scales outward. This is where people start talking about selection. Be careful. Nothing is being selected for. Things just stop existing when they can't hold together. Survivors look special only because everything else is gone. Now notice what replication does to memory. Memory used to die with the system. Now it can outlive it. Constraints cross generations. Lessons survive their learners. This is heredity. Not because anyone wants it. Because rebuilding memory from scratch is too expensive. And here's the part people underestimate. Replication narrows possibility. Each generation throws away unstable variants. The future becomes more constrained than the past. That's not progress. That's commitment. But commitment increases persistence. So here's today's takeaway. Replication survives because stability is too costly to reinvent. And once replication exists, the universe changes character. From here on out, history compounds. Next time, we'll talk about chemistry. Why it's necessary for life, and why it still isn't enough. That's where many people get lost. See you next class.